back to LA Confidential. I'm Chauncey Talese, and I'm being joined today by Wes Campbell. LA Confidential is brought to you by Sports Odense, and we're also part of the Pulse Podcast Network. If you love this podcast and love West Coast sports, then you need to go right now to check out sportsodense.com. We are a West Coast player-centric media platform, and our passion is to feature the greatest West Coast players of the NFL, college football, the NBA, and pro wrestling. We're also fully dedicated to giving expert weekly and daily advice in the world of fantasy football. We offer three different affordable membership packages, monthly, yearly, and lifetime. When you go to subscribe, make sure to use the promo code LAPOFIDENTIAL and get 10% off any package. Make sure to connect with us once you subscribe. Now, in today's episode, we're going to be talking about the Oscars, some NFL news, LeBron and the Lakers. We have a couple of trailers to break down, including Detective Pikachu. And then Wes will finish off by talking about Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, I finally jumped on that bandwagon to seeing it, even though it came out on digital yesterday.
Well, it came out in December, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
And it was only one of the biggest movies late in the year, so. And it won an Oscar, which we'll get to.
Yeah.
So you see, you've now seen two Oscar movies, Black Panther
and Boom, baby. I'm moving on up.
Hey, Black Panther did really well that night, but we'll get there.
Yeah.
So to start off with our Elite Weekly NFL coverage for the Rams, Andrew Whitworth, who's now 37 years old, is returning for his 14th season, so the Rams have their left tackle back. What say you?
I say yay. Sorry, I'm trying to pull up all my NFL stuff right now.
But no, it's
no,
fine.
I mean, it's good that, you know, he's coming back. You said he's 37?
He turned 37 already.
Okay. I mean, yeah, he's old. He's up there in age, but, you know, it's hard to find good blindside tackles like him, so.
Yeah, and his injury record is pretty clean, so he'll be fine. Knock on wood.
Yeah.
Because once you get to be that age, like, it's anything can happen.
Exactly.
And I do like the young guys that they drafted last year, Joseph Notenboom, Austin Blythe, and Brian Allen. Like, they get one more year to where they don't have to be, like, the guys, especially Notenboom, who would be taking over for Whitworth once he retires. So, you know, this is, like, one more year to get as much, to learn as much as he can. And Whitworth's a solid dude. He donated his game check last year after the shooting in Thousand Oaks. And then he also auctioned off a jersey last year for wildfire relief that same week.
Yeah.
So the young guys get to learn from a truly good dude.
Yeah.
And he wants to finish the job before he retires because, you know, the Super Bowl was the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and, you know, if the Rams can come back like how they started early in the year and everything and kind of don't get that whole Super Bowl hangover, you know, I think they're going to be in a good position to at least make another deep playoff run.
I agree. Let's see, other news. Nick Foles, a.k.a. Big Dick Nick, is now an unrestricted free agent. So the question is now, where is he going to go? There isn't a whole lot of options because it's not really a quarterback. It's not really a buyer's market this year.
No. You know, you got a couple teams that are going to need quarterbacks, like Jacksonville, Miami,
Washington.
Oh,
I saw Washington on the list.
Yeah, Washington.
Maybe Oakland.
Yeah. Well.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Look, they're not above getting rid of Derek Carr at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I think Gruden's going to try and do whatever he can, but I feel bad for Carr just because he is.
I mean, I would feel bad too, but it might be just a better thing for him. Like,
yeah, kind of rip the bandaid off.
Yeah,
type of thing. Like, let him go elsewhere while he's still in his prime.
Yeah, like, let him go somewhere. Look, Jameis Winston is on is going to be on his fifth year option, and if Bruce Arians can't turn that motherfucker into a good quarterback, then they might as well just trade for Carr next year.
Yeah, seriously.
Because, come on, like, Jameis Winston should be, like, in the AAF. I'd say XFL, but apparently, like, the edict of the new XFL is it's for families only, no troublemakers.
Yeah, we'll see if that lasts, man.
See how you feel. Look, not to disparage pro athletes, but, like, if that's going to be your one big qualification. Like, don't get me wrong, I don't want Jameis Winston to work ever, because, you know, he's not a great dude. But, you know, they'd probably dial up his number if they couldn't fill in the Memphis Maniacs starting quarterback position.
Well, you know, McMahon has always been, you know, real good, like top guy. He's had the highest class of athletes in his in the WWE or
he's
WWE.
He's personally never authored any storylines for himself that weren't weird or depraved or creepy. Never.
Oh wait.
He would never exploit any members of his family for storylines that are untoward, except for all those other ones from the 90, late 90s, early 2000s. But that's okay. Anyway,
yeah, that's in the 90s. This is anyway, you know, 2019.
I do think Big Dick Nick will end up being a JAG. It just seems logical. Like John DeFilippo's already there as is he AOC or just a quarterback coach?
I don't even think he's a quarterback coach. I think he's like offensive like assistant or whatnot.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Well, then there you go. So Blake Bortles is probably on borrowed time.
I would be shocked if he's still on the roster.
They might have to like keep him as a backup and pay him, because otherwise they eat more dead money. Because remember they redid his deal, so instead of picking up the fifth year option, which they had to do,
yeah,
like it's a different world if his hand isn't hurt when the option time came around, because then they had to keep him.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
Yeah, but so their hands are tied there. But
who's their backup, or who was Bortles? It was
Chad Henne.
Yeah.
We all remember Chad Henne.
Yeah.
I lost a lot of fantasy money 1 year for my dad because of Chad Henne. I thought, oh, in Miami, he's going to turn it around. Or he's going to be good. Oops.
I mean, he wasn't...
No, he was bad. Media. Well, it was a stupid... Let me just park it here for a second. It was a stupid league, and I didn't understand, because my dad just wanted me to draft for him that 1 year. I didn't understand that you had to start two quarterbacks at once.
Oh, I remember this.
I'm like, what? Yeah. What cocaine kind of addled league is this? Because I drafted him thinking, oh, he's going to be a backup.
Yeah.
Because I think it was like I felt good about myself. I took like it was like peak Roethlisberger, and I'm like, all right, Chad Henne, I can live with him as a backup for like a week. And I realized, oh shit, it's a two quarterback league. I don't know why you'd want that.
No, that just seems. I know like. Fantasy football, everyone has their own particular like style. I know that 1 year we did the defensive player.
I promise this isn't going to turn into a fantasy podcast.
I know.
We have one of those already. It's damn good, but this isn't that kind
of... It's just weird how people prefer like those weird like fantasy odds, like two quarterbacks or a defensive player or
right.
Stuff like that, so...
For the record, I'm on an island. I happen to like the defensive player, but only if you can have him, only if you take the restrictor plate off of him.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, that's how I won our championship.
Is it any more ass than like getting points from your kicker? Because like Thaddeus, who incidentally is both in my league and also writes for sports.alte.com, great website. Subscribe now. It's like, oh, what? That's so stupid. If you lose because a defensive player scores points, like, is that any more asinine than your fucking kicker? I don't think so. Anyway, yeah. So Big Nick, I think he'll be somewhere in the state of Florida. Yeah. It makes the most sense. Like, Tennessee isn't ready to get a new quarterback yet. They're still going to see if they can make Mariota happen.
Yeah.
That's a big if.
Yeah.
But he's also on his, third offensive coordinator in 4 years? Because Matt LaFleur is now in Green Bay.
Yep.
Which, by the way, I know, you know, there's all the Sean McVay jokes, but Matt, I don't understand why Matt LaFleur got the Green Bay gig, considering he didn't exactly turn the Titans around. Like, I wrote for a solid 3.5 months before I shifted to the Rams beat that, oh, this is going to be great. Like, all the pieces are there. Deion Lewis, you have Deion Lewis and Derrick Henry. You could just use Derrick Henry like Todd Gurley. That all the pieces were there. It just never happened. I get Mariota wasn't healthy, but...
I mean, you had Henry go off for two games or whatnot. So, but even so, their offense wasn't like
blowing me away. No, it just didn't ever seem like they had a cohesive game plan. So
yeah, but whatever, that's Green Bay's mess.
Yeah. Anyway, so let's see, where's that? There was a couple other pieces of news. Oh, Elway's picking up Emmanuel Sanders and Derek Wolfe.
Yeah.
So that's good for, I guess, for, well, the Derek Wolfe part.
Well, and Elway came out saying that he would prefer to have Case Keenum back, but as the backup quarterback, so I don't know how that's going to work, salary cap-wise for them.
I know.
Like, are you really going to pay?
Well, how much is Sanders' option?
let's figure probably like 10 mil.
Okay. Like, I get why you pick up Sanders, and it's like it's kind of like a, you know, one for one thing. You're giving him credit for basically carrying your offense last year, and you know, they're being loyal. And he probably won't be back until what, Halloween, Thanksgiving, maybe, because the tours Achilles late, and just one of those things.
In December.
Yeah, so and he's kind of older, so it takes a minute. But you know, I don't know why you just keep Keenum. Like, figure something else out.
Yeah,
is that just? I get you want to have depth, but that you're just paying too much for two mediocre quarterbacks.
Exactly, and you know you have Emmanuel Sanders, who's the other receiver. Cortland Sutton.
Yeah, Cortland Sutton.
I mean, I don't want to be that guy, but he's a rookie, right?
Yeah, he was a rookie, but you know, he was okay, rookie. But it was also kind of a bad offense.
Yeah, it's just if you're looking to kind of, I don't like save your job. I just feel like ever since he won the Super Bowl, it's just kind of
okay.
He's kind of been coasting.
So our editor and also host of the Coach and the Don podcast on Sports Adante is the only guy I know who's like standing for Elway. And got mad at me when I raised the point. He's like, what other GMs did you have right now? I'm like, oh, I don't know, Howie Roseman, Les Snead. He's like, Howie Roseman went all on Chip Kelly and just trying to defend Elway. Like, look, he won a Super Bowl, and everything he's done afterwards has been terrible.
Yeah, I mean, let's not, you know, point, like...
I don't think he should be fired, but I do think he should be getting a little more heat than he is now.
Exactly. I mean, he won the Super Bowl 3 years ago?
It's going to be four years.
So I'm not going to take anything away from that, no. But I mean, you had like the top defense.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you had Peyton Manning, but that wasn't his best.
No, not that Super Bowl season. The Super Bowl season was when he was a corpse.
Yeah, and you had a decent running game. Like you don't really.
Oh, and one of the best defenses of all time. Like one of the best passing defenses specifically.
Exactly. So I mean, you had the top.
Yeah, it just
top to do it. It's just.
And I did
feel
say,
like he's kind of coasting now.
Well, not coasting. I do think that if like the Paxton Lynch thing had worked out, it would have been like genius. Because then you have a rookie, you know, you have what the Rams are doing with Jared Goff, where rookie contracts and build around the rookie contract.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't work out. So then they just didn't have a quarterback. So it's hard to do that when you don't have the good rookie quarterback.
Yeah,
like Trevor Siemian almost worked, and then it just didn't. Which if Siemian worked out, by the way, he was like a sixth round pick, so that would have been super awesome because then you're getting him for nothing.
Exactly, and
but
I mean Siemian wasn't bad; he was just
it just never happened. Like,
yeah,
not enough to justify keeping him around. Then they have Keenum, who they paid money to. I know the contract's okay, but like to also trade for Flacco and have all that money going towards two mediocre quarterbacks.
Yeah,
not great. And then the defense is kind of eroding.
Yeah, I mean, pieces are leaving, or...
He let Wade go for nothing,
yeah,
and for no reason. I don't understand. I still will never understand that. And don't get me wrong, I love Wade. I'm glad he's in L.A.,
yeah.
But it's kind of weird that L.A. just kind of let him go.
Yeah.
Although I will say, Peyton Lynn, what's his name? Lindsay.
Oh, the running back?
Yeah.
I
almost called him Peyton Lindsay, and I don't know why.
Yeah, I just remember our buddy Kyle... Sitting there shouting out Lindsay every time you ran.
I know. Look, he's great. So that was a smart pick, and Fangio probably will work out as a coach. But I just, you know, LA's had kind of a bumpy ride since the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I second that.
Like he wouldn't be my first choice for a GM.
No.
And him getting Peyton Manning, he doesn't get that much credit for because he was on Peyton Manning's wall when he was a kid. So I'm pretty sure Peyton Manning had an advantage.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially because he wasn't going to go to San Francisco anyway.
No, I think he wanted to go to a team that...
It was the Broncos or someone else on the list, and the other one would have just been absurd.
I think Miami was lobbying for him.
No, but I mean, he whittled it down to Denver and, like, someone else, and I can't remember who the other team was. But
I think it was between Denver and San Francisco.
No, maybe. Oh, no, it was Arizona.
Was it Arizona?
Uh-huh. Because they didn't have Palmer yet.
Oh, yeah, I think they settled on Palmer after mm-hmm. Peyton went to
Yeah, they
Denver.
Thought it was going to be Peyton Manning for a minute, which that would have been fun. And I'm sure, as much as Fitzgerald had fun with that one good Palmer year, I'm sure he's like, fuck, I could have Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
I would have probably eclipsed Rice by then.
Yeah, probably.
And finally had a good quarterback.
Poor Larry Fitzgerald.
Well, look, he's choosing to be in Arizona.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, I mean, one of the best receivers of all time, and it just shows, like, are people out there who are dedicated, and...
Well, plus I'm sure that travel agency thing he has is based in Arizona, so you gotta be there.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, your Cowboys have made some news today, too, or this week as well.
Oh, yeah. Couple suspensions. It wouldn't be an offseason if a couple Cowboys didn't get suspended.
Especially if it's Randy Gregory.
Yeah.
Yeah. It isn't all bad. They did say that they felt confident about the offer they gave to DeMarcus Lawrence. That's good news.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that they finally offered him a contract, and that it seems like they haven't released details of the contract yet, but you know, word on the street is
sure
that you know, both sides like the contract, so we'll see.
There you go.
We'll see what
if they also said signed. They're going to make it a priority to take care of Dak.
Yeah, from the rumors I heard is that they're going to do like a 2-year deal.
What?
To kind of like minimize it for right, like his cap hit for this year and next year.
Really?
That way they can focus on the rest of the pieces.
All right, I was going to say, because if they give him the farm now, then Zeke's going to want to get paid too, and you know.
Exactly. I think they're trying to be strategic for once with their cap.
They should. That's the way you win now.
Yeah, so, I mean, if Dak can sit there and take like a 2-year like extension to actually make like, I don't know, like 10 to 15 million,
mm-hmm.
And I think it'd be okay with that.
Sure,
he's only making, I think, less than.
Well,
I think this last year he made like 1.2 million, something like that. Like,
yeah,
it's
like the same rookie deal Russell Wilson had, because they're both fourth rounders, right?
Yeah.
But speaking of which, there's some trade rumors going around with him, too, but...
I know, I saw that story, too. It was entertaining.
Seattle's
not going to do that.
Well, I don't know who's... not that Russell Wilson isn't good, but I don't know who's offering him what they probably would want.
Well, that and... Okay, let's just say you're Seattle and you trade Russell Wilson. Who's going to be their quarterback?
I think the calculus is... Well, they're getting a new owner, so...
Oh, are they?
Well, yeah, because their owner passed, and I think the family's going to sell the Seahawks and the Trailblazers.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about
that. Yeah, Paul Allen died, so yeah. I think the family wants to sell the team. So, you know, if you're the new owner, you probably don't want, because Russell Wilson's up for an extension this year, right?
I think after this year, he's...
Right, so he's going to be playing... So you have to decide, do I want this, or do I want to do my own thing? You know, I mean, I'd probably just hang on to him, but you don't know who's going to buy the team.
That's true.
And same thing with the Trailblazers. You'll see a new owner come in. They'll probably break up that backcourt because it's expensive. And because they're like, well, we're not beating the Warriors. So, you know, new owners like to do crazy shit. Yeah, put their own stamp on the team. But Jerry did it.
Yeah.
You know, he really blew up that team. It worked out. But...
And people still hate him to this day for it.
Well, yeah, like, you weren't winning a title with Herschel Walker. Shut up. And Tom Landry, like... You know,
one of the greatest coaches of all time, but at the end of the day, like that 88 season, especially 89.
Sometimes you have to go.
Yeah, it's just...
Chuck Noll won 4 Super Bowls with the Steelers, and, you know, he didn't finish his career that well either. It happens.
Yeah.
The other bit of news, let's see. The Giants said Eli's coming back.
Ugh.
Well... The thing I'm curious about, and what I think they should do, because the Cardinals have basically made Josh Rosen very, very available. They said he's our QB for now. Because
I love that ESPN headline that Arizona said Rosen is our quarterback ... for now.
Like, I'm biased because I love UCLA, but I think chosen Rosen deserves another situation, because that Cardinals offense is dog shit last year.
Yeah.
They had no direction. They didn't understand that you were allowed to throw to David Johnson. You know, and it's his first year. His head coach got fired. And their new guy wants to bring in Kyler Murray for some reason. Not that I don't think Kyler Murray's going to be good, but it's like, you already have Rosen. I don't know why you need to. You have other needs. But whatever. But I was thinking the Giants would probably just... they could just trade, like, whatever pick package the Cardinals want. Because it wouldn't cost them that much, right? But you could send them, like, what, your second, your third or something for Rosen. They'd be happy. And then that way you don't have to answer questions about why you took Barkley over a quarterback. Even though Saquon's good, you know, they probably should have taken a quarterback last year. Because Eli Manning's decomposing as the game, as each game goes on.
I'm just going to love the fact that Eli's going to be the starter again next year, or this year.
God.
And I'm going to love seeing Odell and Sterling Shepard throw their tantrums on the sideline.
Well, isn't Sterling Shepard a free agent, or no? I thought he was up. I thought he was...
Maybe.
No? Maybe. He might be.
I think this is his... No, I think maybe this is his... He is a free agent.
Could have sworn he was like, going to be a free agent. And then they're also...
I would say he's only been in the league, what, three? Well, this would probably be his fourth year. Then yeah.
And then they're trying to figure out if they're going to tag Landon Collins, which I don't think they should. I was like, what are you doing? Like, you're not winning a title this year, so you might as well just, like, you know...
Hey, I'll take it if Collins becomes a free agent.
Oh, yeah. You have Earl Thomas sitting out there, too.
Yeah. Well, it just all depends, too. Like, if Seattle franchises Earl Thomas or...
They're not going to do that.
Or if the Giants tag Landon Collins. I mean, yeah. I know Thomas is linked to the Cowboys, but...
I don't know why Seattle would tag him, though. Like, what's the point? Because they're trying to rebuild.
Yeah, I know they're trying to do like their soft rebuild on the defense and mm-hmm. everything, but
which kind of almost worked last year.
You know Frank Clark and God, who was their other defensive end that was tearing it up?
I don't remember, but that guy was good. I forget his name though.
Yeah.
Also, the Niners. Kyle Shanahan said that the Niners have not reached out to the Steelers about Antonio Brown. I don't know if that's bullshit or not, but.
I think Antonio Brown's going to be one of those, like, draft day trades.
Yeah.
I can see that happening.
Or at the start of free agency. Like, everyone's just kind of playing their cards right now, and because it's combine week, so everyone's just saying whatever. And then, you know, you don't want to, like, reveal all your moves before March 14th.
That's true.
Like, I can see it being like, well, they got Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
Because, you know... That's just what happens in the NFL. Like everyone has to play everything super cool and super.
What was his name? Big Chest or something?
Mr. Big Chest. Mr. Big Chest.
Sorry, I.
He's a man.
I didn't know he was a Mister.
It's a Mister. So. It's a Mister. He's an adult.
Apparently, an adult that goes by Mr. Big Chest.
Well.
Oh my gosh.
You know. he has to show some class and dignity with a Mister. So yeah, you're hearing a whole bunch of coaches and GMs talk this week because it's the combine. Yeah. Next week you'll be hearing all sorts of college players that are hitting their workout marks. I'm sure there's gonna be a couple workout warriors that are going to shoot up in the draft.
Yeah, and then
we're gonna start hearing about how actually this quarterback class is good. It's not.
But spoiler alert.
They do that every year. It's like, oh no, hey you guys, like
this quarterback right here.
Mm-hmm. Because you have to kind of sell it, because this is one of those years where you have a lot of pass rushers and linemen, so it's not one of the sexiest drafts.
Yeah. Like we did forget one bit of NFL news.
What?
Robbie Gould got franchise tagged.
Oh, that's right. The Niners franchised Robbie Gould, which if you're the Bears, has got to be depressing.
Yeah. Because that was your guy that you were going to try and go after. And
mm-hmm.
Not anymore.
Well, and the Bears also don't have a lot of cap space, so, you know. What are you going to do? I don't know what they do there.
Oh, they can always do what Tampa Bay and the Chargers did and draft a kicker because their kickers that they drafted worked out.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wait.
Look, the Chargers finally figured out the kicker thing, so don't make fun. They finally got it.
I mean, they wasted a draft pick on it, but, you know.
They did, but, well, the Tampa one was more egregious because it was in the second round.
Yeah.
Poor Robert Aguayo, by the way. I mean, it's not his fault. He didn't ask to be drafted number two in the second round, I mean.
I mean, he was asked to make kicks, and he couldn't do that.
No, so. He couldn't, but it's like a more high-profile failure, because like, that could have easily just been like a, you know, like another lineman or just something to help out Jameis, but nope.
We're going with the kicker,
how
guys.
How many teams will be out bidding for that? I'm just curious. I'm like, oh, shit, you guys. I heard a rumor. I heard a rumor Minnesota's going after Aguayo. We got to pull the trigger now.
Yeah. We can't let this guy slip through our fingers.
No, we can't. he's a once in a lifetime. All right, so that's really it for the NFL news and gossip. I mean, nothing else broke this week. Like I said, it's probably going to kick up more because of the combine. So something's going to happen.
That franchise tag deadline is Tuesday. So
Oh, that's right. So next week we'll find out a lot more about who's actually going to stay.
Exactly.
Let's see. So right, next up, I'm going to break down how the Oscars went. It was actually surprisingly not terrible. But first, a word from TixBlix.
Have you been searching for the best ticket deals around? Well, look no further. With TixBlix, the price you see is the price you pay. And TixBlix just happens to have over $6 billion in ticket inventory just waiting for you. They absolutely mean it when they say every ticket, every venue, everywhere. And you can save even more with promo code PULSE in all caps to save you 5% off your total purchase. Just go to TixBlix.com and click the search bar. Search events based on your geographic location. Pick the show you want, and bam, it's showtime. Sporting events, Broadway shows, concerts, and more with TixBlix.com. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for the email newsletter so you can stay up to date on the latest news and savings with TixBlix. That's TixBlix.com, TixBlix.com. Every ticket, every venue, everywhere.
And we're back. So Sunday was the 91st Academy Awards with Nobody as a Host.
Woo!
Nobody did a great job. I will say that. Nobody did a great job.
I love Nobody.
I know. Nobody was fantastic. You really didn't miss the host. It flowed pretty seamlessly, actually. I was expecting a shit show, and it was actually a solid production.
Yeah, there's some pretty solid programming on that night that I can...
That's fine.
I can...
That's fine.
You know, Incredibles 2 was on Netflix, and... You know, I got a six-year-old.
Hey, that was nominated.
Yeah, well, I got a six-year-old, so we watched Incredibles 2, I think, twice. Just because, you know, number 2 was in it, so...
Uh-huh.
The title, so we had to at least watch it twice.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
And it's a good movie.
Yeah.
And the short, the one that played before it, which, well, you don't get on Netflix, but it won, too, so yay, Pixar.
Here we go.
I went 18-7 on my ballot.
There we go.
Well, no, last year I only got 2 wrong. Or actually, no, last year I got 4 wrong. And for the 5th year in a row, I actually got Best Picture wrong. That was great. Good job, me. I know. yeah, everything was going pretty well. I think it was like up 13-0, and then once Bohemian Rhapsody got Best Editing, it all fell apart because I didn't see that coming. That's one of the. And by the way, I didn't realize how unpopular that particular award was because everyone was, like, because they're on. On movie Twitter, they've been sharing bad editing clips from Bohemian Rhapsody, and they're like, this fucking one? I know.
I'll kind of go figure.
Well, whatever. So yeah, Bohemian Rhapsody walked away with the most awards that night with 4, including Rami Malek. You know, that's fine. He's going to be the next Bond villain, so good for him. And Mr. Robot's ending this year, so it's a big year for him.
Yeah.
His speech was nice. The best speech was Olivia Colman. I got it wrong. I thought they were finally going to give Glenn Close an Oscar. Didn't happen, but Olivia Colman's speech was fucking worth it because she was funny.
Here you go.
Let's see. Samuel L. Jackson was amazing.
He's always amazing.
Well, no, he presented the writing awards.
Okay.
So he gets to original screenplay. He reads that Green Book wins, and you can see he's just like, fucking really. But then like, the reason why they had him present was because Spike was for sure winning for adapted. And so Spike comes up in his purple Waluigi outfit, and they have a huge hug. There was a nice Knicks moment because Samuel L. Jackson comes out. He's like, Spike's here tonight, and the Knicks won. And you see Spike yelling, but we're tanking. Spike's speech was a lot. They had to bleep out the first 30 seconds of it. At least said, don't turn off the don't play me off or whatever. Or won't play the music, motherfucker. It was great. It was kind of a tough room though. Watching it, I was at my parents' house for it, and my dad was an angry Facebook thread the entire night, which was great.
Your dad's amazing.
Oh my god.
His rants are awesome.
Oh my god. I can't repeat any of what he said because like I don't want to lose this podcast.
Yeah,
it wasn't great. Especially as the night wore on.
Kind of wish I was there now to watch it.
Oh my god. There's some moments I got off. Sometimes it was funny, other times you're just like, it was uncomfortable. Let's see. Other interesting moments. Like I said, Into the Spider-Verse won Best Animated. That was nice.
Yeah, finally saw that.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Yeah.
Let's see. Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, and Maya Rudolph had a great bit where they made jokes, but they were like, don't worry, we're not the host. That was kind of fun for a little while.
Yeah. Okay.
Everyone just, yeah, there was a couple, like, a lot of people just kind of flew in and did their thing and left. Like, Melissa McCarthy and Brian Tyree Henry, who's in Spider-Verse, but he's also in Atlanta.
Okay.
He plays Miles Morales' dad. Like, he's the cop. They did a bit with, like, best costumes. They came out in these, like, really weird, outlandish costumes. It was a great bit. It was nice. But, yeah, overall, I don't think they need a host, even though they'll probably go all in and let The Rock do it.
Which they should.
They should. He should at least do it once. Cause
he's a national treasure.
Yeah, they should. Him or Lin-Manuel Miranda should be an Oscar host, because they'd both be fantastic. But for not having a host, it was a decent production. The only awkward moment was Green Book winning, because, you know, nobody liked that movie.
That's what I heard, is that
a lot
of people were kind of outraged.
Okay, my parents love that movie. Like, if you're an old white person, that movie's awesome. It's great.
Okay.
And I will say congratulations to Peter Farrelly. He of the Farrelly brothers, who gave us Dumb and Dumber, Kingpin, There's Something About Mary. Good for him for winning an Oscar.
There we go.
Yeah, that's the only optimism I have from that. And also Mahershala Ali's speech was nice, and I like him. He's also in Spider-Verse. He's the uncle.
Okay.
See, there you go.
See?
Black Panther won 3. Costume, production design, and score. Good for it.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. I mean, those are the first 3 Oscars Marvel's ever won for anything.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to win for visual effects. That didn't happen. For Infinity War, but oh well. I was happy First Man got something.
Yeah. I heard First Man was really good.
Oh, it's very good. Like, one of the best theatrical experiences I've seen. Like, seeing it in IMAX is amazing.
Okay.
Like, I'm surprised it got screwed out of the sound awards, because, Jesus Christ, the sound is really good in that. Lady Gaga got an Oscar for song. And her and Bradley Cooper's performance melted a lot of hearts and probably created a lot of babies. Like, my God. I mean, wow.
Yeah,
I mean, you've probably seen the memes all week.
I've seen the memes and everything. Yeah. Like, oh, it's about to get down tonight. If you
seriously
get the song playing.
Seriously, good for them. Although, the song doesn't work if they're not in character, especially Cooper. Like, he can sing, don't get me wrong, but he wasn't doing the Jackson Maine voice, so just it kind of feels off.
Okay.
But that was still fun. I'm sad he didn't win anything, but it's okay. His time will come.
Yeah?
But she got one, so that was nice.
Is that her second one?
No, her first.
Oh, okay.
No, what happened, like, a couple of years prior, I thought she was totally going to win for the song from this Salt documentary, but they ended up giving it to the song from 007 Spectre, a Sam Smith song.
Oh, yeah.
It was which is, like, I think a bottom 5 Bond song ever, if not the worst ever.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad, and everyone was puzzled. Even in the room, I remember everyone was like, what the fuck, really? Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad she finally got one, though.
I know. Yeah, good for her. She's halfway to an EGOT.
Oh, yeah.
Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
Yeah.
And Cooper's a third of the way there. He has the Grammy.
There you go.
So good for him. Trying to think. Anything else that's noteworthy? No. I mean, Netflix, the big story was Netflix losing Best Picture because they didn't want to give anything to give it to Netflix. That was a real thing.
Well, I'm kind of glad Roma didn't get it because...
I know. Look, I appreciate that movie. I wouldn't watch it again, but I appreciate it. And I like Alfonso Cuarón. He's a good filmmaker.
Well, I know, like, everyone's saying, like, this is his art piece that he did, and
yeah,
it's just I tried watching it, and
I know, I understand. I told you I would understand. Like, I get it. Like, yeah. My parents really fucking hated Roma.
Yeah, it was
my dad for reasons I can't repeat on the podcast. But I get it.
Yeah,
it's an I get it. It was really well made. He deserved it for cinematography. He did. Like, it's a gorgeous movie.
I couldn't get
it. It's fine.
It.
Yeah. I told you it wasn't your kind of movie.
Yeah.
Like, our friend of the pod, Mondo, was watching the Oscars for some reason. And he's like, would I really hate Rome? I'm like, yeah, that's not a you movie. I wouldn't make you do that. Like, sometimes I try to expand his horizons a little bit. I'm like, even Rome, I'm like, that's a tough hang.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, I can foresee him not
wanting to. Like, fair.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't even be mad. I'm like, fair. I wouldn't, because, you know. I had to be in the right headspace for it.
Yeah.
But anyway, but good for Cuarón. He's got 5 now, because he won for directing Gravity and for editing Gravity. So good for him. He's good. And him and Del Toro were fun together because they're best friends.
Oh, nice.
Well, that's the whole thing. So, like, Cuarón, the guy who made Birdman, and then Guillermo del Toro, like, we're all best friends, and they're coming up in the Mexican film industry, so now they all have... That's why it was a big deal when del Toro won last year for Shape of Water, because now they all have Oscars.
Okay.
And by the way, he's probably going to win Best Animated Feature in 2020 for a stop-motion Pinocchio feature for Netflix. I'm calling it right now. Nice. Yeah, it's his next project.
That's his next.
I'm like, that's on brand.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, you know, Green Book winning won't age well, but, you know, Best Pictures rarely do. They rarely get it right.
Yeah.
Like, I think, you know, and as far as for this decade, I think it's probably... It isn't the worst decision they've made this decade. That would either be The King's Speech or The Artist. Oof.
Right.
Well, totally. Well, you know, 2011 was a dumpster fire year anyway, so they had to give it to somebody, but King's Speech over Social Network is a shame. That's the new Dance of the Wolves over Goodfellas for me. Like, not great. But for movies that are going to be up for the Oscars in 2020, Netflix debuted their first commercial for The Irishman, Scorsese's movie. It's got De Niro, Pesci. De Niro, Pesci, Pacino, and Harvey Keitel. It's about the disappearance of Jimmy Hoffa. The fun part is they're de-aging them all. Like, that's why it was super expensive. Yeah, they're doing the de-aging. So, yeah.
That should be good.
Mm-hmm. Well, the fun part was during the commercial, they don't show any footage yet because they're still rendering the fuck out of it.
Lot to do to de-age.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, you've seen it in Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Like when they de-age, like Michael Douglas for Ant-Man.
Yeah.
And whatnot. But the interesting part of the commercial was Netflix is playing it nice this year. They're trying to actually get it in theaters too and also on Netflix. They said in theaters this fall and also on Netflix.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, well, I think they learned.
Yeah.
Because they spent a ton of money trying to get Roma to win. But then the traditional people are like, fuck you, it wasn't really in theaters, so no.
Yeah, didn't they say Roma was going to be in theaters for like a weekend or a week or something like that?
Yeah, and it was in once the nominations came out too. They put it in certain special theaters, but, you know, Netflix is trying it, is really trying to play it by the rules this time. Which, good for them. So I think assuming that that's good. Which we don't know.
Yeah, we won't know until
next year. That'll probably be up there. Tarantino's movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is probably going to be up there, assuming it's good.
Yeah.
It could be fun.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I need to see a trailer first because I don't really know what it is, but it's definitely got all the DNA to be good.
Exactly. Yeah. It looks good on paper.
You have Pitt, DiCaprio, Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
Like right there, the loaded cast.
Exactly. So let's just see if he can deliver.
Yeah. Yeah. Star Wars Episode 9 could end up being there. It could, because it's like the last one for the foreseeable future, because no one knows what they're doing next. And it could be a Return of the King situation with the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Like all three of the Lord of the Rings were up for Best Picture, but the third one was when it won like 13 or 11 Oscars.
Yeah.
That could be in there. Let's see. I could definitely see a world where maybe Toy Story 4, if it really brings down the house, because Toy Story 3 was up for Best Picture. The first two, obviously, it was too soon.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't even have an animated category until 2001, so the first two missed out. So there's a world where that gets in. Who knows with Marvel, if Avengers Endgame actually, you know...
It could.
There's a world where
Marvel.
No, not Captain Marvel. I don't think, but definitely if like Avengers Endgame like really brings it.
I mean, I never know. Like, you could sit there and say Captain Marvel just because of the whole
the word on the street is like it's a solid movie, but it's not like Black Panther where it was like holy shit.
Yeah.
Like where people who hate superhero movies are even like damn.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
It'll still make money, so they'll be fine. I'm trying to think what else. I think this is the big one, like the big movies I can see is sneaking in there. Well, not sneaking in, but being in there next year. I feel like I'm forgetting something. Oh, Greta Gerwig's got this like a star-studded cast for Little Women. That could be in there.
Oh, yeah, you forgot one. Aladdin.
Maybe. There's a... No. That's not fucking happening.
For best CGI on the Genie.
Best special effects. Oh yeah, my god. If that happened, you know Disney really, really bought some people off.
Seriously.
And then it'll probably be a bunch of little stuff that I'm forgetting right now. But those are the huge movies that could be in there next year. Well, Brad Pitt's got a sci-fi movie, actually, that could be in there, too, called Ad Astra. So maybe. You could see a whole world where, like, a bunch of blockbusters make it in. Because that's why the viewership was up a little bit this year, because you had, like, three movies that were huge hits. Oh, there's the Elton John movie, the Rocket Man. That could be in there.
Oh, with,
with the kid from King's Speech, Taron Egerton?
Yeah, Eggsy.
Yeah, yep, Eggsy, who knows? He won't win, because they already gave it to Rami Malek for playing Freddie Mercury, so they're not going to do that 2 years in a row. There's precedent, because like, when Jamie Foxx won for Ray, then the next year Joaquin Phoenix didn't win for Walk the Line. I almost got a little Walk Hard, but Bohemian Rhapsody is really Walk Hard. You know, so rarely the same kind of movie doesn't win 2 years in a row for that. Yeah. Unless Rocketman's incredible, which it could be. Well, the trailer looked good.
Yeah.
And speaking of trailers, Detective Pikachu dropped yesterday.
Well, second trailer.
Second trailer for Detective Pikachu dropped yesterday.
Yeah, with where they released more images of the different Pokemon.
Well, they showed Mewtwo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go, you knew one.
Well, I know all the Pokemon. I mean, I know the first 151.
Yeah.
Like, I can do that all day. I mean, I played my fair share of Red and Blue version.
Yeah, which, by the way, today is the anniversary of Red and Blue being dropped in Japan.
Yeah.
February 27th, 96. So what's that? 23
years. My God. Yeah. Well, Detective Pikachu still looks fun.
Yeah. I mean, I know my son really wants to go see it. So I'll take him to go see it.
Because you wouldn't go by yourself.
Well, going to movies by yourself is just weird.
Shut up. You shut your face. It's not weird.
I know.
How is that weird?
No, I just like teasing you for it.
Oh, well, fine, but it's not weird.
No, I just know when I showed my son that trailer, he lit up and is all excited to see it, so I'll take him to go see it.
Hey, that thing's going to be a fucking juggernaut.
Yeah.
Like, May is dumb loaded this year, and I love it.
I thought Detective Pikachu comes out in like...
No, it's like like May 11th or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Comes out a week before... I think it comes out a week before Aladdin and John Wick 3.
Oh, yes, John Wick
3. Yeah, John Wick 3. For that one. And then Godzilla's at the end of May.
Yeah. But, I mean, it showed... it showed Mewtwo, the new internet meme with Ludicolo, the... Mexican-looking duck at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see who else showed more Charizard.
Saw some Cubone.
Yeah, Cubone. You got Apom.
I believe I saw... Was it an Eevee? Was there an Eevee there?
Probably.
You got more Mr. Mime, which I'm already in for that scene alone. It's so dumb, but...
Well, I think...
But it works.
I think that movie is just going to have a lot of those... like.
We got a Snorlax. I saw Snorlax.
Yeah, those dumb scenes.
All the Bulbasaurs.
Yeah. It's definitely going to have, I believe, the first... I know they have at least the first four generations covered.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I want to say up to, I think, Gen 6 so far. Because I've seen a couple of the Gen 6 Pokemon in there. So, yeah, I mean, it looks like it's a fun movie. You got, you know, obviously Ryan Reynolds voicing Detective Pikachu, which...
Yeah, I mean...
Looks entertaining just in that alone.
Well, good for him, by the way, just for like really leaning into the Ryan Reynolds thing, because you know there was that space between like Van Wilder and then you get and Smoke and Aces where he like wanted to deviate from it. So then you get like you get Buried and you get like a couple other things that just weren't in his wheelhouse.
Yeah,
and then with Deadpool, he's like, you know what, I'm just gonna be Ryan fucking Reynolds, and it works.
Yeah, and I know especially with Deadpool, he was trying for I believe like 10 years to try and get that movie made.
Oh yeah, he guerrilla marketed the hell out of that thing like two Comic Cons prior, and they finally greenlit it. And
yeah, and you know, two movies later, and being the number one like rated R movie of all time, you know, it worked out.
Yeah, good for him. Like I'm happy for him, and I'm happy that Detective Pikachu is already going to own everything, and there will probably be a sequel or two.
Yeah, I mean, again, this is their first live action. Pokemon movie, so
yeah.
Who knows?
And it's shot by the guy who shot Logan, which was why it looks the way it does. And I'm like, that's pretty incredible. That's a reach.
I think that's gonna kind of mesh between. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be a good mesh.
It was jarring the first time. It was like, you know, Jigglypuff looked like hell.
Yeah. Yeah, a couple of those Pokemon looked like hell.
I know, and well, then again, like that's kind of maybe how they would look in real life. So, but
I mean, they're called pocket monsters for a reason.
Exactly.
So.
But no, it looks a lot of fun.
Yeah.
What was the Pokemon news that dropped today as well?
Oh, they commemoration of the release date, they dropped their two new games that are going to come to the Switch later this year, called Pokemon Sword and Pokemon Shield. So it's going to be the first time that they're introducing games to, like, Pokemon games to a console.
Sure.
So, because they're not going to have them for the Game Boys anymore. They're moving away from that.
Damn kids.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you own a Switch, it's pretty much like a giant Game Boy, but better. You got a bigger screen. You can take it anywhere you want. You got the internet access. So, I think that's smart for them to do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, with all the features that you can do in Pokemon now, with the training internationally and all that, it'd be like a no-brainer to put it on an actual console versus the Game Boy, so...
Sure, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It just, you know, it's like the end of an era.
Yeah.
I mean, my God. I mean, when I saw Pokemon Stadium on 64, it was really weird because they're like three-dimensional. They're not like, you know, an outline of a Pokemon.
Oh, you should play a game now. It's totally different.
Really? Yeah. All right. Well,
graphics and, you know, you got more features, so.
I would feel overwhelmed because, like I said, I don't really know any past Mew, so.
Yeah.
I just like, who the hell are these people? I don't know anything.
Yeah.
Like, I this is all weird and scary to me.
I don't like change.
No, I don't like change. They all look like Digimon to me now.
Oh, yeah. Digimon.
They had a cactus with the boxing gloves, if I remember correctly.
Yep. I remember because my brother was all into Digimon, I was into Pokemon, and then I brought him to the good side.
Well, you know. oh, whoop. Is that your phone? That's yeah. Rude.
That's sorry.
No, it's okay.
I apologize for this.
No, it's okay. It's okay. No, it's okay. Don't apologize to me. Apologize to the listeners. Jesus. Or listener, sorry.
Yeah, sorry, Mr. Listener.
It would be a dude.
No, I don't want to assume. So,
oh no,
Mr. or Mrs. Listener.
We have a demo. It's one dude who thinks it's a completely different podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, how many generations of Pokemon are there now?
They're working on Generation 8 now.
My God.
Yeah.
I'm old.
Yeah, you are.
I'm old.
Is this a 30-year-old?
That's a lot. Like, do some of them just overlap at this point?
I don't know, I haven't gotten there yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm a couple months behind.
Figured you would, because you still play Pokemon Go.
Oh, I thought we were talking about age-wise.
No.
Oh, like...
Like, the Pokemon, you're like, that's just Bulbasaur, but repackaged.
For some of them, yeah.
Okay. I mean,
like, they have, baby versions of it now, so they have like a baby Chansey and like an evolved Chansey. So
Chansey evolves now.
Yeah.
Wow, because in my day it was one of those singular ones that don't do anything, like Tangela.
Yeah, Tangela evolves now.
Oh wow. Well, I guess once you get to be like to get like 800 Pokemon, you got to kind of
you
got to kind of reach for a little bit.
Yeah. So, but yeah, they have the different evolutions. They have different. They have a battle form called Mega Evolution now.
Oh, so what's a Mega Evolution?
So pretty much, like, you got your final evolution,
mm-hmm.
and you're supposed to get a, it's called a Mega Stone.
Mm-hmm.
So each Pokemon has their own little Mega Stone, so you got to collect that. You hold the Keystone, and Pokemon holds its own little Megastone and it evolves again. Wow. But it's only during battle
okay
that this can happen
uh-huh.
and it gains like more your stats increase more. So
I gotta say, they're really good at just expanding that universe.
Yeah.
Like, good for them.
Hey, you know what? If it's been around,
it keeps going. Yeah, it's impressive.
Yeah, all the success the animated movies have, and the games, and
it's still huge
in Japan.
Well, I know the Detective Pikachu is going to take it to a completely different place.
Exactly.
Because now you're making a live action movie, and then who knows, they might eventually do an Ash Ketchum live action movie someday.
Yeah.
I mean,
the kid that's always 10 years old that never grows up, but seems to be changing.
I mean, that's their target. That's their target demographic, so it would work out perfectly.
Yeah.
All right, and then let's see. TV wise, stuff comes back. I mean, I would for the first show I've actually wanted to see this year. Well, second show I'd say True Detective, but that doesn't count because I can't watch it because Dish and HBO are still fighting. Be the bigger company, Dish.
Come on, make it happen before Throne starts, please.
I know. So I missed out on True Detective. But, so they showed a new trailer for all their shows they got coming on again, because True Detective ended, and that's just what HBO does.
Yeah.
For one thing, the brief Thrones footage looked awesome. Arya sees a dragon. Oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, god damn it. And I just got mad, because when you see, Euphoria, Watchmen, Season 2 Succession, you're like, motherfuckers, be the bigger company, Dish.
Yeah.
Be the bigger company.
But anyway, we're not asking for much, just make it happen.
Anyway, on FX, though, Better Things starts on Thursday. Couldn't be more excited for that.
Okay.
And that's a Mondo and I show.
Yeah.
It's good.
You guys have your own stuff.
We do. Yeah. Well, we have our own stuff, too.
I know. I'm not being the jealous one.
No. So, yeah, Better Things comes back on Thursday. So look out for that. That's going to be great. The last thing I want to talk about, speaking of evolution or not evolving, the Los Angeles Lakers.
Woo!
Who are currently ahead of New Orleans right now at Staples Center. Who knew? And Anthony Davis is playing this week. The Lakers' embarrassing loss to Memphis on Monday was capped off by LeBron, saying that some of these players are being held down by distractions, which I find delightful because LeBron has been anything but 100% dedicated to the Lakers, so whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I know, everyone was all pumped that LeBron came to L.A. because, he's been to the playoffs.
In the finals 8 years in a row.
Yeah.
Which, that's not nothing. For me, I don't know. It was kind of like lukewarm. I knew it was coming, so I wasn't really surprised. It was inevitable, even 2 years out from that.
Yeah.
But I was all the stuff I was worried about, because the way he left Cleveland both times and Miami weren't great.
Yeah.
Because he, would hold the team hostage. So I'm like, well, now that he's on a 4-year deal, he can't really do that anymore. And I kept waiting for that second superstar to show up, but it just hasn't happened yet. And then you're hearing all these ugly rumors about Luke Walton getting fired, even though it's not his fault. And then the names they had to replace, that they're talking about replacing him with, are worse. Like Jason fucking Kidd, really?
Didn't he coach in
No, he got the coaching job in Brooklyn after he retired.
There we go. Yeah.
And it went well for a year and a half, and then he made a power move to basically control the decisions in that franchise, and then it happened, and then he left him in the middle of the night to go to Milwaukee. And he did, yeah. It worked out okay for a year, and then he did the same shit, and then Milwaukee's bye.
Yeah.
Because the team got really stagnant, and it just wasn't working anymore. So LeBron wants him because he and Kidd are friends.
Kind of go figure. I can sit here and try and pull some more weight here in LA if I have my buddy.
Already has all the weight. Everyone's saying, "Oh, Magic, how could he sign all those bad veterans on 1 year deal?" I was like, LeBron had to have signed off on that.
Yeah.
So he deserves a little bit of blame for Lance, Rondo, and Michael Beasley, who's now in China. Yeah. They showed him to the Clippers. The Clippers waved him, and now he's in China.
Oh, well.
And it's also kind of his fault, the Davis thing. Well, not all his fault, but his agency that he, wink, wink, doesn't own, was responsible for the way the Davis thing blew up in their face. So now they have to wait till summer to get him. If they don't get him, they're screwed.
Yeah.
So it's going to get dark. My point is, they're going to miss the playoffs for the 6th year in a row, and LeBron's going to miss the playoffs for the first time since his rookie year, and it's depressing. I thought this would actually...
That's I don't know much about basketball, but uh-huh. I mean, that's just a feat in its own that this is be the first time he misses a playoff since his rookie year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's but, pretty good.
Well, you know.
But I hate the guy. I don't know much about basketball, but
I know
one thing for sure.
Oh,
can't stand that guy.
I get it. Like, I begrudgingly respect him because, like, you know, on the court, you can't really... That's a tough resume to beat. I mean,
yeah.
Eight finals, three times. But the way LeBron's handled everything since being a Laker has been, you know, what's happened in Cleveland and Miami, so I'm a little nervous. Especially because those young guys were playing really well last year. Damn it.
Yeah, I mean, from what I heard last year was that LA had at least a couple of good core players and everything.
Mm-hmm. They've played good defense.
So they got injured this year? From my
understanding? Like Lonzo's missed a lot of time because of injuries.
And his dad trying to get a reality TV show.
Well, no, LeBron had him muted for most of the year, and then it hit a point where, like, I guess the checks either stopped coming, or he's just like, you know what, no, I've had it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it doesn't help when, like, every night it seems just like they're worried that, like, LeBron will just, like, you know, eviscerate him, like, in a press conference afterwards, and they... For like two solid months, they like all of them were subject to part of trade rumors. That's not fun.
No.
So I don't know if they strike out with Davis in the summer, it's going to get really depressing because they're obviously not getting Kevin Durant, they're not getting Klay Thompson. They might get Kyrie Irving, which would be fun.
Oh, because he came out saying that he wants to play with LeBron.
Well, he said he could
play with LeBron.
Yeah, but it's mostly looking like it'll be Durant and Kyrie Irving in New York.
Okay.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
And then if they get the number one pick and draft that Zion kid, then the Knicks will be good again.
Well, if the shoes don't explode again.
I know, right?
I love that meme that... I think it was a story that you posted, right? Where Nike fires the kid for making his shoe. Well,
I wouldn't surprise me.
I laughed out loud.
It was an Onion headline.
Yeah.
They've been doing great work all year.
Yeah.
Their Oscar ones are brutal.
Oh, I'll have to look those up. But yeah,
I posted a couple, and they're fucking mean.
Yeah, that one cracked me up for sure.
So it's looking like, and the Clippers are probably going to be getting Kawhi, so that's out. There's not a whole lot of stars that would be coming to LA, so either the Lakers would have to trade LeBron down the road or just, you know, figure it out. Or he just doesn't win a title, doesn't go to the playoffs ever again.
Well, I mean, you would think in LeBron's contract he would have, like, a no-trade clause.
No, he doesn't have one. Because he's always kind of looking for an out. Like, the rumor was he's going to play in L.A., that's going to go however it was going to go, and then his last year in the league would be when his son enters the league. Because his son's in high school now, so I think he'd be either a freshman in college, or if they lower the age restriction, he'd just be able to go right into the league after high school.
Which is what LeBron did, right?
Yeah, he was one of the last ones to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And I wonder if where it worked. Like, I'm conflicted on the age thing. I think the whole 1 year in college is kind of a sham because you're really only there for like 7 months and you leave.
Yeah. I mean, there's really no point. Like,
no.
I get they're sitting there trying to say, like, oh, no, like, we want you to, you know, kind of prove yourself. But, like...
I guess, if they were getting paid, cool. Like, that's fine. But it's so stupid.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when, like, Zion's shoe blew up, everyone's like, well, see, this is why you need to destroy the NCAA, and that's not wrong.
Yeah.
Like, even football's worse with that.
Football's a joke when it comes to...
It's bad.
Yeah.
Because they get no protection for anything, and, you know, when they get hurt, it's like, cool, like, good for you, bye.
Yeah, later.
Yep.
Thanks for nothing.
I really hope you went to class now.
Yeah.
Or, you know, or
at least, education
or at least yeah, or at least basketball can leave after a year and it's fine.
Yeah.
Football, you're stuck there. But that's a whole other topic. as far as the Lakers go, I mean, they're winning now. If they miss the playoffs, it's going to get really dicey. I know Luke Walton will be the fall guy, which would work out for me because he'd probably end up coaching UCLA.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
But he really shouldn't be the fall guy because he's been a decent coach.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. He has. I know you're not an NBA guy, but
no.
He has been like it's not the first place I'd look. I'd look in the front office. Magic and Rob Pelinka have kind of blown it.
Yeah. Whoever that second guy is.
Well, he was Kobe's agent. He was an agent for a while. He actually was. I think he lost his agency license or almost did for a little while because he bungled this like deal for Carlos Boozer when he was with the Cavs.
Oh,
it was a long one of those long stories. It was like a really bad like you fucked up.
Oh, okay, I'll have to look it up then.
Yeah, well, anyway, somehow he convinced Magic that he could like, be a GM for the Lakers. So not great.
Yeah.
I mean, thank God the Celtics are also sucking, so at least I don't have to worry about that. Although, knowing my luck, they'll turn it around in the playoffs and Boston will win their third title.
Probably.
Ugh. Probably not, because they can't beat the Warriors.
I don't think anyone can beat the Warriors right now.
I mean, maybe Milwaukee can. Like, that guy Giannis they have is really good.
Okay.
Like, I know you're not, again, not an NBA guy, but, like, if you see his highlights, like, okay, yeah, guys, probably he's winning MVP.
Okay.
I mean, maybe the Rockets, but, you know, Harden sucks in the playoffs, so that won't happen.
Yeah.
All right. But I'm sure I'll rant about the Lakers next week, because they'll probably officially miss the playoffs by the end of the month. It's just coming, especially if they lose tonight. They're actually winning, so who knows? Trying to think. And we're going to close things out by talking about Into the Spider-Verse at length. Not only did it win Best Animated Feature at the Oscars, but more importantly, Wes has finally seen it.
Yeah, I think that's the more important part.
Not, it is the more
not,
important.
Not the Oscar, but that well, I finally saw.
They go hand in hand.
Yeah.
So what did you think?
I thought it definitely deserved that Oscar. Mm-hmm. Very well put together movie.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the story was great. Kind of wish I saw it in theaters, because I think seeing it
it's
in
great.
Theaters is going to be better visually than at home, unless you have that type of setup at home. Then if you do, kudos. Mm-hmm. But no, I actually watched it today before coming over and doing this. And it is...
Sorry to give you all that homework.
No, hey, I'm glad to get homework like that. If that's the type of homework I got back in school that
I
probably would have gotten straight A's. But anyway, yeah, it was just... You know, I watched it with my son, and mm-hmm. he even liked it. And even my my younger son, he's running around yelling Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. So, but I think it brings a new kind of like fold to like for Spider-Man fans, especially that younger generation.
Well, yeah, because they've been itching to make a Miles Morales movie forever, but it's still all Peter Parker. But they did a good job of marrying the two.
Exactly. Like, you know, pretty much the story starts off as. You know, they're introducing Peter Parker's Spider-Man, but when you realize that it's not the Peter Parker that we kind of know.
Well, you do know the other one. Like, they did it, like, the first one, for who sets off the chain of events. We won't spoil why.
Yeah.
But Chris Pine shows up as that universe's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And I did, like, there's some interesting things I did to that. Like, when he's just like, I'm tired. Like, he's like, damn. Like, they really kind of, like, this shit's kind of taking its toll on him.
Exactly. I thought, like, that was a great part to add to that story. Because, mm-hmm. let's face it, like, if you're, like, not every superhero is going to want to do it forever. They retire or get killed off.
Well, then you get bum-ass Peter Parker from the other dimension. Jake Johnson is the MVP of that movie for me. Miles Morales is great, but, like... I fucking loved Nick Miller from New Girl as a bum ass Peter Parker.
Yeah, he was really entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, they just it was fun for them to kind of bring. It's gonna sound cheesy, the Spider-Verse to cinema and everything.
Well, that's cool, and it was a really good message about just inclusivity, because they've all like, look, no matter what kind of Spider-Man you are, be it Spider-Noir, Spider-Pig. You've all suffered loss.
Yeah.
Like you all kind of know how tough this job is. Like even Spider-Pig.
Yeah.
Fucking John Mulaney. So great.
Peter Porker. Great comic.
But that shit worked.
Yeah.
Like that shit fucking worked. Like Spider-Pig shouldn't work, but they made it happen. Even in like the final fight, it was like, oh cool, there's like an actual arc to this.
Yeah.
Nick Cage is great as Spider-Noir. Like he that was dialed in perfectly. Like this is the best use of Nick Cage in a while.
Yeah. But yeah, it is, you know, just a great movie. The one thing I didn't like how they did was how they depicted Kingpin. Just how
it was super comic booky though.
Yeah.
Which I get.
Oh yeah, I mean I get it too, but it just, I don't know, for me it didn't like, it didn't
right, because it's just hyper, like a hyper comic booky, like the animation is great too. I get it, it just looks funky, but at the same time I was like, well, I guess it's an interesting way to do Kingpin. It was kind of cool, they had a different version of Dr. Octopus. That was fun. They did what, another villain, didn't they?
They had Scorpion.
Oh, that's right, they did have Scorpion.
They had him.
The stuff with Miles Morales is great too, because it was a different spin on the Peter Parker mythology, which we don't need on screen ever again. I'm glad like Homecoming didn't have Uncle Ben die. Like Uncle Ben just not there anymore.
Yeah, I mean, like, we get that.
We don't need to see him being bit by the spider again. Like with Miles, it worked because at least it's a new thing.
Because it's a new character.
Totally new character, and it's a totally different circumstance, and his relationship with his uncle is different than, say, like, Peter Parker and Ben. And, you know, that was a really good moment. Like, because you're not really, because if you don't know the Miles Morales arc, like, you're not prepared for it.
Exactly.
And it is kind of cool, like, Donald Glover was the same character he was in Homecoming. In Homecoming, he's the Mahershala Ali character. There we go.
Yeah.
So they could always do that down the road too, in the live action verse. But like Spider Verse was amazing. It climbed into my top 10 for the year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't see. I don't think I saw 10 movies in theaters last year. But yes, definitely top 3. Did I see 3 movies last year in theaters? Yeah, 3 movies.
Well, I was looking for Infinity War.
Yeah. I mean, I was bummed that I didn't make time to go see Spider-Verse in theaters, but glad that, you know, obviously...
It came out in, like, December. It was, like, a brutal time for everybody because it was Christmas.
Yeah, but definitely well worth it. And I'm looking forward to see what Marvel's going to bring to the table this year.
By the way, that tag at the very end fucking killed me. It was so good. Did you not stay for that?
Well, I was kind of like running around with the kids at that point, so I got to rewatch it.
Yeah, it's so great.
Where what's it? What is his name? Spider.
I forget.
2099.
Yes.
Yeah, it goes to 60s, and they're sitting there arguing back and forth. Yeah, that was pretty good. My wife Katie was looking at me like, "Why are you laughing at this? Or, like, what's the point of this?" I'm like, "It doesn't."
Well, doesn't it's matter. Also that internet meme. Yeah. It's the two Spider-Men like
looking at each other, pointing. Yeah,
like, well, nicely done.
Yeah.
When you eventually watch Ralph Breaks the Internet, there's two.
That was the other one. I'm sorry that I watched over.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I watched Ready Player One and Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Oh no! Three. That's 3 Academy Awards.
Yeah, I had a busy weekend.
Wow. What did you think of Ralph Breaks the Internet?
It was good. Like, I loved the. I forget his name, but
eBay boy?
Not the eBay boy, but the ad space dude.
Oh yeah, Glader.
His character, and then his assistant was it Glory?
Yeah,
sitting there yelling, and he just pops up out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I love the two tags.
I didn't see the tags.
Okay, well, one that's...
I had to watch them.
One, it's like the scene you see in the trailer where he's, like, playing, like, that pancake where you feed the rabbits.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny. Then the very end is, like, brilliant.
Okay.
A great internet joke.
Okay.
I won't ruin it for you. Like, it ruins it, I feel like, because you'd be like, what the hell is this? And you're like, oh, god damn you. Like, I actually applauded when that last tag happened. I'm like, okay, very well done.
Yeah, we watched it, I want to say, I think, Saturday night.
Okay.
So...
No, it was good. The musical number killed me. That's like pure Simpsons.
Yeah.
Which I know. I think that one of the guys that directed it was a Simpsons director for a long time. I'm like, that's perfect.
Yeah.
The princess gag was amazing.
Yeah.
Like that. Well done.
She is a princess. Yeah, that was pretty good.
She's from she's just from the other studio.
Yeah.
And what'd you think of Ready Player One?
Ready Player One, like, was exactly what I thought it was going to be, like, you know, being a Steven Spielberg movie, like, just great.
Yeah.
Soundtrack on it is just amazing.
Yeah.
Every time a song came on, like, my wife and I were sitting there going, like, fuck yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's fun. It's one of those, because, like, my wife and I saw it in theaters, it's just fun to kind of look in the background and go, oh, hey, Sonic.
Exactly. Oh, hey. It's one of those movies where, like, you know, obviously growing up playing the different video games and like seeing the different movies, you're like, oh, hey, I know that reference, or I know that reference. Like, for me, it was seeing all the Halo Spartans.
Sure.
And then Ninja Turtles.
Well, yeah, I know. I saw there was like, oh, fuck, Wes is going to lose it when he sees that.
Yeah.
We'll see the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, I was like, yes. Yeah. I love the little Chucky bit, like, towards the end.
Yeah. The Gremlins box showing up.
Yeah, them.
You know, they had to sneak that in. Like, Spielberg didn't, like, he wanted, like, as little of his stuff as possible.
Oh, I know.
Well, I guess in the book, like, E.T.'s a huge part of it, too, but he's like, no. Like, I don't want to, like, he let them have the dinosaur, like, okay, fine, I'll give you the dinosaur, but they snuck in the Gremlins box without telling him.
Okay.
Like, you saw it, though, right? Like, they're in, like, the, I think it's, damn it, who's the other bad guy? The T.J. Miller character? Like, they find that box, and they, like, after they find, like, the orb, that's the Gremlins box. And they're like, oh, shit. Like, the box Gizmo came in.
Yeah.
Like, they snuck it in on him.
Oh, what was it? The orb of,
Yeah,
I forget what it's called, but yeah.
No, yeah, Ready Player One's fun. Like, I get why people, like, didn't a lot of people just didn't like it, because just the concept alone just seems like, you know, it's not for everybody, just because if you don't play video games and stuff, it can seem like really self-indulgent.
Yeah,
like,
or the pop culture type thing.
Yeah, like, it's like, come on, man, like, it's just too on the nose. But it's a fun Spielberg movie.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, if you're gonna watch a movie, just watch it just for the soundtrack and all the songs.
Yeah, that have in it. Like, it's fun. I really liked Mark Rylance as the creator.
Yeah.
It was fun, like, it was like Garth.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Like,
which I forgot to bring up during the Oscars piece, by the way. The one good thing I liked about Bohemian Rhapsody winning stuff was seeing Mike Myers and Dana Carvey doing Wayne's World again, because then it made me want to, like, watch Wayne's World, because it's on Amazon right now.
Yeah.
We watched it Monday night.
Yeah, I mean,
it still works. But Ready Player One's a solid Spielberg.
Yeah, it's definitely a fun movie if you just want, like, a good...
Mm-hmm.
Good, like, pop culture reference.
And even if you hate the movie, the Shining scene is dope.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit, they're doing this?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting them to kind of go full-blown into that, but it works.
I know, it worked perfectly for me. I'm like, this is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a fun one. Did you see anything else?
Because
you're on a tear. I'm impressed. Like, I want to see you get further or catch up on stuff.
I'm trying. Well, I finally caught up on BoJack Horseman.
Woohoo!
So I just finished the end of season 5, actually last night.
Oh boy!
Yeah,
such a good show.
Yeah,
like, it's baffling to me that, like, that's like the one Emmy Netflix can't get is like because it hasn't been nominated for the animated series.
Really?
No. Like, that's so strange to me. Like, Netflix has been able to codify every single other category, but not that one. Like, the animation branch just won't give it to them. Even though BoJack's, like, easily the best animated show on TV.
Well, it's what, now airing on Comedy Central now, too?
Yeah. So, but, I mean, like, you know, because Rick and Morty even broke through at a certain point.
Yeah.
So I'm so surprised BoJack hasn't been able to, because as much as I love Rick and Morty, BoJack's a better show.
Yeah. Give it time, I guess?
I don't know. It's so weird, like, especially, like, the funeral episode, like, Will Arnett deserves a voiceover Emmy for that one. That was incredible.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Well, that, and it's him basically carrying the whole episode, which, that's hard to do.
Yeah. I loved at the end where he's just like, wait, is this, what was it, like, Hall B or something like that? Oh, I think I'm at the wrong funeral.
Yeah! No, yeah, that's one of those shows that can do super funny, but also gets super dark.
Yeah.
And it works.
Yeah.
All right, I'm glad you've caught up on stuff. This is amazing.
Yeah, it was I want to say, like, kind of like a slow weekend, but it was just,
hey, whatever works, man.
Yeah,
whatever
works. I'll take it that way. I can catch up on stuff.
Exactly. Well, what's next on your catch up list?
I'm still working through Arrow to get caught up on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
well, The Flash actually comes back next week, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
King Shark versus Grodd.
Woo!
You know, their big budget episode of the year.
Yeah, we'll talk about that next week. I'm sure there'll be more Lakers drama to talk about. We'll get a lot more NFL news and gossip because everyone's at the meeting at the combine now.
Yeah, and franchise tag deadline.
Franchise tag deadline. Free agency, like, at least talks are going to start happening because free agency starts on the 14th of March.
Yep.
Woo.
Come on, Earl Thomas.
I'm sure. Let's see. Oh, well, next we'll also talk about the new Dark X-Men Dark Phoenix trailer that just dropped. I'm sure there'll be a couple other trailers, too, that are coming. Who knows?
Yeah.
We're getting there.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it'll go... Oh, Captain Marvel opens next week.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to do a preview.
We'll have to preview that, and I'm sure during that week there'll be another Avengers trailer. Or Spider-Man, maybe. Like, they're going to drop something with it.
Yeah.
Because it's Disney's first at-bat for the year.
Yeah, I'd probably say probably Spider-Man, because they've already dropped, I think, 2 trailers for Avengers.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, you'd probably get a Spider-Man. But then again, like, but that's the next one, you know.
Yeah, it would make sense to kind of do something for Avengers.
Yeah, because like, Spider-Man's all the way in July, so they can kind of let that...
Kind of delay that a little bit.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And then they got Dumbo at the end of the month, at the end of March, so I'm sure with that you'll get the real full-on Aladdin trailer where we get to see more of the genie, you'll see some Jafar.
Ugh.
Whatever. We've said our piece about that.
Yeah.
We've said our piece about Aladdin. Yeah. Although I'm sure we'll talk about it again, because like, God damn it, this looks bad.
Yeah.
So, that's on the agenda next week, and if anything else happens, we'll obviously talk about that.
Yeah.
But... Wes, it was a pleasure as always.
Yeah, likewise. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. This has been another episode of LA Podfidential, a part of the Sports Al Dente Podcast Network and the Pulse Podcast Network. Be sure to listen to all the other shows. Use a promo code LA Podfidential for 10% off all our subscription packages. And have a good one, guys.